Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hoosier Football Tailgate is sponsored by Bet Online. Bet Online is where the game starts.
You're listening to Hoosier Football Tailgate on the Believe Network.
Hello and welcome to the Hoosier Football Tailgate here on the Believe Network. I am the coach, Shannon Griffith, coming to you this evening here at 7:30. A little recap of the spring game that went on this past Friday night down in Bloomington. What a beautiful night it was to kick off the Little Five weekend. Good little crowd that showed up in support of the Hoosiers, but spring game / scrimmage with it only being two 15-minute halves. So wasn't your typical four quarter ball game. But I think we got to see what we needed to see from that standpoint, from A to Z. And the big thing out of it, I think the Hoosiers came out of it rather healthy, which is the most important thing, I would say, when you have a spring game. Couple of things here. First, remember, Bet Online is your number one source for all things sports wagering. You can get to it by either your laptop or computer, desktop computer, or mobile device. BetOnline.ag. It will have all the up-to-date stats, wagering lines, different types of exotic wagering with Major League Baseball in full swing. You've got NBA basketball playoffs. The NHL playoffs have started this past weekend. All those up-to-date stats and news for you right at your fingertips. Remember, when you make your first deposit, use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, and get a 50% welcome bonus. Remember, Bet Online is where the game starts. And again, just a great Friday night down in Bloomington. The weather held off. It was a nice evening there in Memorial Stadium. And like I said, the Hoosiers really got what they wanted in from a scrimmage standpoint. And being that it was the first time that everyone got a chance to see this team for more than a few minutes, as no practices were really open to the media per se, it gave everybody a chance to truly see what Coach Cignetti has put together thus far and maybe some areas that they need to work on. But my general thoughts on the scrimmage on Saturday and some of the thoughts that I had afterwards with my buddy Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat Radio, as we kind of gave our general impressions of the spring game. Now that I've had a couple days to digest it, went back and watched it because the Big Ten Network actually had a crew in Bloomington to bring you all the action. First and foremost, the running back room, I'm really excited about. I do think they have three legit running backs that are Big Ten capable running backs, all with their different positives to them. I do think they have very good lateral quickness, and I do think some of them have some good vertical speed, which I think is a plus in the column, something that maybe Indiana hasn't had over the last couple years. But I do think that room is very solid. I know that Trent Holland entered the portal, and I could probably see why. I wish he wouldn't have, because he still would have given them that big, big back in critical situations that they could have utilized. But, you know, he's probably looking for a little bit more playing time in that regard, and I'm not quite sure how he would have figured into the rotation overall, but it is what it is. But those three kids, you got the black kid from James Madison Green from North Carolina, Tyson Lawton from James Madison as well, just to name a few. Those guys were very good, as well as Ellison, the Ellison kid from Wake Forest. All those guys I thought were very good in what we saw of them on Friday night. The wide receiver position, as good as advertised, I do think that room has a lot of competition in it. It's really going to keep everybody in that room on their toes. And it comes to being, challenged each and every day to, perform in practice, in games. It's going to come down to that. But, Omar Cooper, he had a nice night as well. Donovan McCauley had that big catch in the end zone on the first drive that Taven was in. I thought he was good. But I thought he was good. Omar was good, as well as Cross, the kid that came from Ohio U. I thought he looked good. And then Surratt, again, another top-notch receiver. I do think they go about seven deep on that. And kind of looking up at some of the comments here, David, I really like the O-line as well. I'll talk about that in a second. And with the tight ends, I think we've got three capable tight ends. The Horton kid that transferred from James Madison, 6'4", 255 pounds. They do a lot with them. I'll talk about the scheme here in a second. Trey Walker, the kid that was already here, he's 6'5". And then Bamba, I thought Bamba, there's a role for that kid in this offense for whatever they want to do with him, because I think he gives you the best of both worlds. But normally, what they do with the tight end and how this becomes a tight end-centered offense is they move him, they move the tight end around a lot. You're going to see a lot of 11 personnel where the tight end's going to stay in. He may be attached to the tackle. He may be unattached, but they can move him in motion, or they can spread him out like a wide receiver like they did. What that does to the defense, because defenses are really tight end oriented, and when you do the no huddle spread and you can get into variations of formations, with that, it does force the defense to play maybe a little more vanilla. Not to say it does, in today's age, they've kind of caught up to it. But it does put them in a position where they've got to account the running game and the passing game. So it creates a little bit of a double-edged sword for a defense. But I did think last night, Friday night, excuse me, that we saw those tight ends and what those three bring to the table. And then, as David was alluding here in the chat, the O-line, I thought was very good. I think you can see the impact that Coach Bobstead has had on the offensive line in terms of just their fundamentals and techniques. Guys coming off the ball, staying low, using leverage. Good. They did a great job in pass protection as well. But I do think you're seeing some of the effects of Coach Bobstead in the offensive linemen. Good size offensive line. They've got some guys that have transferred in. I think the Kidwell was one of them that I think will ultimately be a big time player. Caddick came back as the center. Carter, I could go right through the offensive line here, but the thing that I like about it too is they're not necessarily heavy seniors, heavily laden with an interior line that is over seniors, but you got a good mixture of young kids in there. So I do like what I saw from them. I do think you got to temper it a little bit, because I do think Indiana's missing some things on the defensive line. So you got to take that into account. But like I said, it was crisp. It was clean. They seemed to know what they were doing, and their blocking assignments, their pass pro, all those things I thought was a big check with that. Terry, do I think, or did I get a sense of Work's command of the huddle and just how his teammates reacted? Yeah, I think you can see his overall leadership there, Terry, in some respects with that. I don't think Curtis, had a quote unquote top night. overall. But I do think in the short period of time that they've had to work with him in the spring, as well as the wide receivers, I do think you saw some of his experience on the field, as well as his command of the offense. And I do think overall, I think you saw some of the experience come out, especially in the last drive there that kind of led to the offense, getting the go ahead score, where he kind of led them down the field on that one. But I thought both quarterbacks were really well. Now, Taven, he had a hot start. I think he completed like his first 11 passes. We're going to get to the Coach Griff's coach's room here in a little bit. I've got a little film to show from on Friday night, but I thought you could see some of the improvement in Taven's game as well, where Tino has been a big plus in the quarterback room for Taven. I thought Taven showed some poise. I thought he made some good decisions. I thought he did a good job of not forcing things, except one pass that did end up being intercepted. But I thought he did a great job overall of getting the ball out of his hands and doing a good job understanding pressures, where the blitzes were coming from, and doing things like that. But, overall, I thought last night, Friday night, I keep saying it was last night, but maybe that was what it feels like to me. But I do think Curtis's command and experience showed on Friday night. And then I thought Taven as well did a great job in these first couple of drives there and showed me some improvement in that regard. Tyler Cherry, he really didn't get a lot of snaps in that game, which I was kind of surprised about a little bit. I thought maybe they would get him a little bit more snaps under center, but they predominantly gave it to Rourke and Jackson for the most of the night. But, Tyler Cherry is a young freshman. As much as you like to see, that kid come in and light it up and, wow everybody, I think time will tell. I think he's got a live arm. He's just, he's a pup. He's going to have to, make that jump to college football. Big Ten football at that is not an easy jump for any true freshman, let alone somebody that's highly thought of in terms of the position. It's just night and day. The speed of the game is, 1,000 miles an hour more than in the high school game. And it'll take him some time to adjust to that. But overall, from all springs, from the people that I talked to there on Friday night, they're very high on what he brings to the table and what they think he can do in years and years to come. And remember, Alfonso Mendoza has not even showed up yet because he's graduating. And I heard somebody say that Tyler Cherry was after the scrimmage on, and then on Saturday was going back home to go to the prom on Saturday night. So he was measuring for his tux size sometime during spring ball. But Alberto Mendoza, who's still down in high school, what he brings to the table, we'll find out when they get back. But I do like the quarterback room. The competition will be there. They're four deep in that respect. So all those things being said, offensively, I thought it was good. And their offense, I thought they really kind of showed who they are and what they are to a certain respect. I mean, they didn't do a lot of things. I think Coach Cignetti alluded to that in the presser afterwards, that they wanted to throw the ball between 60-65% of the time. And I think part of that was they were trying to avoid any roll-up injuries on guys. And I thought the kids did a great job of staying up. There wasn't any chop blocking or anything of that nature. Didn't see many guys diving. That was the first time they have tackled live all spring. It's been thud up to that point last night. And while, or Friday night, while that there were some missed tackles, which you would expect for the most part. You know, when he said that, I kind of stepped back and thought, wow, you know, they actually did pretty decently for being their first time truly tackling to the ground, defensively speaking. And I thought that was a good sign. You're always going to have the missed tackles, especially early on, especially if you don't practice it. In practice, you're only getting it live in a game. And sometimes that can be, you know, night and day from what you're doing in practice. But offensively, big check mark there. I think they're solid. I think they've got a lot of things in the hopper that can make them a very good offense. Now it all transitions to what happens on, you know, Saturday afternoons or evenings against an opponent that will ultimately give us an indication of where they're at. But I think they're off on the right foot in that regard. Defensive side of the ball. I like the linebacker core, especially inside. Fisher, I think, is going to be a, you know, I think I like that kid just the way he handles himself. You know, I thought he was good. I saw, I think it was Jones, the kid. I think he's a redshirt sophomore, if I'm not mistaken. I thought he was in a couple times inside backer wise, but I do think they're inside core group of guys inside. You got McDaniel, the kid from Troy that played as well. The far kid from Stanford was in as well. He played on the edge, their edge rusher type of guy. I thought their inside guys were good. I think their outside backer may need some help. But for the most part, I think that linebacker is pretty good for them, as at least that's kind of the feeling in and around the program at this point in time. Defensive line is an area they need help in. Now, they did have some guys that I don't think went through spring ball due to injury that are D-line guys. But I think they're going to need some help there. And in the secondary, you know, I thought there were bright spots at times. They had a true freshman corner out there with the twos. And I can't, if that was, I think that was, I can't, I'm trying to look on my depth chart here, but I'm not finding who I want to find. At least the name's not popping to me, but you know, true freshman out there playing his first snaps in the stadium of a game as a DB, and he got, you know, rung up a couple times. You know, I thought the secondary, well, you know, David had a question. He was surprised by Fisher at linebacker, concerned about the D line. Yeah, David, I think they're going to need some help in the D line. I think that's going to be a portal need for them, that they're going to look hard and heavy for somebody that they think is as good as what they have, if not better. The secondary, I think it's just a matter of finding the right four or five guys that you can throw out there and feel confident with. A couple of the big plays like that happened was against this freshman corner. That's going to happen. But for the most part, I thought they did well in space tackling, being that their first time. I'll show some of those clips as well. But overall, I think D-line is a need. I think some secondary is a need, and there may be a need in there for maybe a linebacker or another linebacker if they can find it. But if I said priority right now, one is D-line. Two is maybe secondary with a safety slash corner type if they can find it. That would be my preference that I would see in that regard. How big, Terry, the crowd, I would say, being that it was my first time back in Bloomington since my son played for spring game, I thought the crowd was just on one side of the field, and I thought it was decent, as, and some people thought it was as good as they thought it would be. But I would say overall a decent crowd, there in Bloomington on Friday night. I would say between the 35, it was pretty good, solid I wouldn't use the word packed, but pretty occupied between the 35s, I would say, on Friday night. So I thought that was a big thing as well, was the crowd size. But defensive line, definitely they're going to have to look for somebody there to help them. And I think Coach Cinetti alluded to that a little bit in the presser afterwards. But he just, you know, he said he wasn't just looking for a guy. He was looking for players, guys that can play, not just for guys for the sake of being, you know, taking a guy. So if there's someone there that they feel that can help them, they're going to recruit them. And I would say in their, they've been in looking at the portal here since the day that it opened for guys and started recruiting some guys in the portal because their May recruiting is going to start up here tomorrow. I mean, the coaches will be out on the road, you know, looking at the talking to the 24-25 class a little bit, making sure the commits are still the commits that we went over there on Thursday night. With those seven, talking to the ones that they're still trying to get committed, as well as start looking at the class of 25-26 class as well, because you're, like I said, they're always a kind of a year ahead and they're recruiting, but that starts in earnest on Monday. And then as far as the portal goes, that will be a pretty active recruiting aspect that will go on here now that all spring practices are done and many people, you know, started entering the portal. I know IU had a couple jump in after the spring game. And I would say those guys are down the depth chart. They're looking for places where they're going to have opportunity at. You know, sometimes kids got to be patient where they're at, especially if you're an old lineman. You know, old lineman is one of those positions is that, you know, you'd rather not play him as a redshirt freshman, you like to get them playing, you know, their third year on campus, especially at the O-line and even some respects at the D-line. So sometimes those kids have to have patience and sometimes those kids don't and they want to go find places to play. And that is somewhere that Indiana, I think, proved on Friday that they're pretty solid at that spot at the O-line. But I think if you look at it as a whole, everything I think is in the right direction. It's going to feel new. It's going to feel new because of the new staff and everything's going to look, you know, good at first looking, you know, the eye test. But I do think they're a ways away from being ready to play. And I think that's what Coach Cinetti was alluding to. He likes where they're at spring practice wise. They thought they were positive in spring practice, but they're not, you know, they've not ready to go right now overall with, you know, being game ready as of yet. And I need to get, you know, some more practices under their belt as well. And it starts for them right now. It's one of those things where, you know, these kids now will, you know, start working themselves into their finals, as well as gravitating into their summer weightlifting programs all through the summer and doing stuff with the weight staff and getting themselves ready and prepared for fall camp, because that will be the only time the coaches will get a chance to get back with them is when fall camp starts. Terry, do you see a time where the program will recruit a few high school kids? Seems like the basketball is moving towards that. They're always going to recruit high school kids. You're not going to live in the portal. The portal is there to add the pieces that you may miss because of whatever happens, injury, kid leaves, whatever it may be. You know, I still think you're going to see, you know, a class filled out predominantly with high school kids because that's how you build the program. You add the portal, use the portal kids to add areas that you're missing. And that's kind of what Cignetti's doing now because they've met, you know, they lost some kids. And then, of course, they needed to replace a lot of guys, especially on defense. David had a question here. Coach Sig said they were a bit heavier on offensive scholarships and defense wants more balance. Could be why we saw offensive guys go in the corner. Well, yeah, that's probably true, David, to a certain extent. You know, I think overall the balance in terms of how many guys they have on offensive and defense, I haven't checked in a while. I do have a depth chart that shows me, a number of guys that are on scholarships, offense and defense. But I think overall, I think they may have a little bit more heavy on offensive wise than they need to be with some of that. So look, we alluded to this Friday night and the post game with, me and Jim, there are guys that are on this roster right now that won't be come fall camp. And there'll be some guys that are coming in that are not on the roster right now. It's just the day and age of college football and what's all occurring. It can help you get good pretty quick in some respects. Football is a little bit harder to do that via the portal because you're looking for, 11 guys offensively that can play and 11 guys defensively. Now, basketball, when you only got five guys in the court, you get three top-tiered guys like in basketball that Coach Woodson's gone out and gotten over the last few weeks, and all of a sudden – the tide can change real quick in basketball because you're not looking for that many. Two or three can make a difference. In football, you're playing a game that's a numbers game and you got to have, the portal's not going to always be the answer for that. That's why you got to develop your program. That's why you got to develop the kids in your program with a good weight staff. Strength and conditioning staff is probably the top position on any staff that you have to get the right person in there because those guys actually have probably more time with the kids than the coaches do. But that's where the strength staff comes in really big for football. And I think Coach Cignetti alluded to that too as well. He really liked the gains that he saw coming out of winter. And he thinks there'll be bigger gains coming out of the summer with the staff that they've got. So all positives around there and everything. But let's jump into some of the film that I saw that got here from Friday night. Let's see if I can do this right. Hey, looky there. And we'll kind of go through it here. Just going to kind of let it run some. Here's a one of the throws by Curtis. Now this ended up being a drop, but I'll say this right now. I don't think they like this from him doing that when you're throwing back across your body the opposite field. That's not a good sign in that regard there. So not a great decision on that one. Here you can get an idea of what you're going to see from a defense. They're showing a shell. They're moving into kind of a man-free concept and bringing four off an edge. And this is a good job out of the defense. I showed this one because it's where you get confusion with what they're doing. IU, they probably blew a coverage here to agree. I mean, a pass pro in this. But overall, the defense, you're going to see a very challenging defense from Brian Haynes. They're not going to just sit back in a front and do stuff. That's not it. And here's the first one from Taven. Again, bringing a guy off the edge is really kind of an unbalanced look here because you've got, let's see if I get my drawing tools out. Let's try that again. There's the tight end right there. So you got an unbalanced look this way, and they're going to bring this guy from the boundary. So another kind of a blitz look for them. What they're bringing here, and they're going to throw a quick bubble screen, which this is a good job by Taven. This is kind of a little bit of a read concept. If he gets the look, he'll hand it off. If not, he'll throw it out here on the bubble screen. And what he does here is does a good job out in the flat. Man, that was really good. This is what I like to see right here. And this was, Let's see here from my roster, because I'm not always good. This is Cross. This is Cross on the slot here. But what I want you to watch here is he gets the ball and he just bursts right there and picks up a lot by the corner up here at the top, because he's got to stay out. You know, he's got to keep outside leverage. He gets turned inside and just opens up the bigger play. And nice play by, also good by Taven. Here's the second play. Again, they're rushing seven here, still playing a man-free concept, and Taven finds the one-on-one, and he hits Addison Kobe down the sideline. That kid had a game. He showed up quite a bit, Kobe did. Made a nice catch there. Again, one-on-one in space, good job there. And that there was Omar. He wasn't too bad on Saturday. Our Friday night. Again, here's a double pump with a wheel off the, you know, man. A couple times they ran the bubble screen, and this time they catch them. They're playing kind of a quarters to the field, and somebody's got their eyes in the backfield and not reading their guy, and he's going to come up and make a play, but Bamba's going to go into the hole here. Now, this is a good job by Taven. Good pass protection as well. Good job with pass pro, helping each other out. Taven does a good job carrying the ball where he gets it. Nice throw to Bamba down to the 10 there. So overall, well-executed play. Again, Brian Haynes is not going to just sit in a defense. Now he's going to bring some edge pressure, or it looks like it's going to be edge. They bring one from the top. And, you know, other than that, this is a good play by the defense. Almost makes the off the edge. I imagine if Taven, if he could see this, you know, he'd like to either check out of it, or what happened here. This defensive or this offensive tackle was supposed to come out and get everybody this way. And then if they had done that, then you're going to have a huge play right up in here. And it could be knocking his head on the goalpost. So a couple of MAs you can see there on that. Here's what I liked on this one from Taven, where he grew up. Now, you can't see it all great, but they're kind of running a combination round on the boundary. Taven pump fakes, but what I like what he does here, good composure, good pocket by the D pass pro by the line. But Taven, he just checks it down and takes what the defense can give him like this, and he'd be trying to throw it into double coverage and it get picked. Now, nothing resulted of that, but it tells me, it shows me that, you know, he grew up a little bit there. And then here's the throw to, then again, pass pro really good. It's third and goal, so defense is going to play more coverage. They're dropping eight, actually. And Taven just fits it into a tight window. And that's just a great throw. You can't blame the defense there on that one. I think this one is from get the end zone shot. But look at that pocket. Good. And just a great throw by Taven. And the thing that Taven gives you, and I've said it all along, it's been more mental between the ears with him. He's got immense talent. He throws the ball well. He's got a great ball. Mechanically, he's good. It's, you know, getting to play at a consistent high level is the key component. Okay, now we're back to the ones here. And this is, again, tight end defense. This tight end sneaking out. This may have been Trey. I believe that was Trey Walker. Again, I like this kid too. I think he's a good solid tight end. This is Curtis Rourke in the pocket there. Nice play by the safety there. That was a good job of coming up and making the play in space. That was Farrell, a kid out of out of Florida. He did a nice job there in space making the play. Right here, this kid right there, boom, does a good job, gets a nice wrap up, but again, nice play. Here comes this, what I call fire, when this guy from the field is coming. This guy right here, I call that a fire. You're going to get some type of man coverage, man-free concept. And this guy, but Curtis, recognizing it, getting it off the ball out, and then a nice job in space again by the, I think that was the safety there, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. As I'm flipping back between my roster with some of these kids, that may have been, oh, I can't see the number there very good. But anyway, decision here by Curtis, boom, getting the ball out of his hands in space. You got to win those one-on-ones out in the field, though, when you got a chance, and that they didn't. Again, another blitz where they're bringing the line inside linebackers on a cross blitz. This is a good run beater for the blitz when you're crossing these backers, as you can see here. Let me get back here. He's going to go first. This guy's going to loop around second. They're just occupying the A-gaps. Pretty good job by Indiana picking it up, and a nice cut there. This is the Lawton kid, I believe. Yeah, 17. Does a great job. Third and two, picks up the first down. Nice solid run there, even against that type of blitz. All right, third and 10. Back and play coverage. Now, this is a rip. Look at this throw. Sits in the pocket. He's got a guy rushing in his face. You like to see that tackle flatten this guy out a little bit. Rips this ball where that was pricey. You think these two have been on the same page? They've been throwing each other for 3-4 years. He gets himself to the distance of the flat or the sticks, and he just rips it in there. And then Miles does a great job getting it up the field. All right, let's move on here to the next one. This is a good run here. This is the Keon Black kid. A good job of getting upfield. Play. Hold on here. A good defensive play. Watch this guy right here on this play. Rushes upfield, redirects, and then gets in on the tackle. I can't see who that's. 49. I think that is Collins. He's a redshirt freshman from Louisiana. That was a nice, nice play there by him. Nice play. Again, nice run here. Good job by the offensive line creating a. And this is what I was telling in our post game is these guys up front, you know, these big uglies, as Keith Jackson would tell them, they got to create the holes in the seams for this guy, and he's got to make the offensive lineman right. And this is what he does. Jump cut, cut back. That's what we call making the O-line right, and that's the running back doing that. So good job there. Again, this one, he just kind of sees daylight and doesn't see anything up there. So he helps himself to the outside, puts his shoulder down and gets in the end zone. I like that one on that run there by Lawton. Again, you know, here's a kid. He breaks it to the outside. Boom, takes on the defender, gets himself into the end zone. Good play. And you see, Indiana's not really, they've only ran one play. This is inside zone. Very good. This is the Fisher kid. Nope, I can't. The linebacker here on this one does a good job. That's Isaiah Jones, I believe. He does a nice job there coming in over the top, making a play. Oh. Okay, taking a shot. This is a nice job by the DB down the field. Jeremiah Johnson. I think this kid, it may have been transferred in from Texas, I think. But this is a good job. Good ball. 50-50. Almost had it, but a nice play. Again, they're playing coverage here on 2nd and 10. This is another good job by Rourke. Just going to check it down. He may have had the tight end up to the boundary, but he checks it down in space, and this is a great job open field tackle. Now, I like to see the kid keep his head up there. He dropped his head, and you don't want to see him do that in space because that's when bad things happen, but that was a nice open tackle in space. I think that was minor. This is the one bad mistake Taven made of the night. Good pass protection. You know, trying to throw it in. And this DB does a great job of tailing and stepping in front of it and making a nice pick. That was the only pick that was thrown last night. Let's see if there's this last one here. This one. Catch. Look at this ball. Boom. Just out of bounds. But that's a heck of a ball. Placement there by Curtis. You can see where this kid's got a big time arm. And then again, outside, and you know, like I said, I think, you know, there's a lot of positives in this from Friday night. A lot of good things were on display in that regard. I do think, again, if I had to choose what they need some D linemen. I think that's where they'll look for in the portal. But right now, you know, it's all about what they do from this point forward in the summer, in the weight room, and working not only in the weights, but working on their speed and quickness as well. We got guys that are, finishing up with school here in May. Hopefully we don't have anybody that is tight roping the academic guidelines in terms of eligibility, which I don't think there are. But, you know, next is the big step here, moving from this point to fall camp that opens sometime latter part of July, 1st of August. And that'll be here in no time at all. So, very impressed with everything that went on Friday night from A to Z. I thought everything was crisp. I thought everything was clean. Is there some things that got to be cleaned up? Absolutely. Was there answers provided in certain areas? No doubt. You know, running back, wide receiver are the big time positions on offense that looked good, as did the quarterback room. O-line, like I said, solid, very solid look to what they were on Friday with what they did. Again, temper that with, you know, the defensive line not being at the top of things. But overall, I thought they looked good, and everything from that standpoint is a positive moving forward. Well, a couple things here before we say goodnight, and I'll take you through the summer as well with some more Hoosier football tailgate as we move through the summer, and more or less will be recruiting as well as potential portal news as we move along through the summer. But again, thanks to Bet Online. Remember, use the promo code BELIEV, BLEAV, on your first deposit, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus. Bet Online is where the game starts. If you could do me a favor, subscribe to the YouTube channel or Facebook page, as follow me here on X at Coach Griff 55 or Hoosier Tailgate. 55 is the show site for that as well. But I do appreciate you joining me here on the live version of Hoosier Football Tailgate. Again, the Hoosiers have got 8 home games, a lot of promise for this club going into the season. 8 home games, chance to get to a bowl game in Coach Signetti's first year. Very, very opportunistic part of the schedule is having those 8 home games. And I think they got a chance to surprise a lot of people. And I think if they can find some pieces on defense, they can be a really, really good squad heading into Coach Cignetti's first year at the helm. But I think the Hoosiers have made a lot of advancement through the spring. We'll see what happens when they come back in for fall camp, and we'll see what all happens. But I'm the coach, Shannon Griffith, and you've been watching the Hoosier Football Tailgate here on Believe. We'll catch you down the road as we head into the summer with the Hoosier Football Tailgate right here on Believe. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Hoosier Football Tailgate with the coach, Shannon Griffith, here on the Believe Network.